CNN. I don't know whether you caught Tucker Carlson last night, but CNN, this is cut four, by the way. CNN is singing a much different tune on Hunter Biden disinformation. Remember how it was all Russian disinformation. That's all it was. And now we're finding out it's true. But this was Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel. Listen to this.
So something's going on with Joe Biden. His poll numbers are absolutely tanking, but it seems like elements within the Democratic Party are turning on him. We're not going to pretend we understand exactly what's going on here, but something definitely is. Here's this example, and you remember this very well. Just before the last election, the New York Post ran a story about the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. It was a huge story, but big tech censored it immediately. CNN and dozens of other former Intel officials told us that laptop was Russian disinformation.
There are fears that what Giuliani is now pushing here in the United States could actually be part of Russia's latest and very massive disinformation campaign in the U.S. presidential election.
So you have a president who is asking to obtain Russian disinformation, knowing that that is what it is. He is accepting that same information, and he is then turning it and using it on the campaign trail against his opponent. And that's mind-blowing.
It's sort of a crazy quilt at this point, which has all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. That said, it wasn't for lack of trying.
CNN reported on Friday that U.S. authorities are seeing if those emails we just talked about are connected to an ongoing Russian disinformation effort.
So it turns out when they accuse people of Russian disinformation, they're not always sincere. Of course, they're liars. They'll say whatever they need to say. That was before the election. They needed to get Biden elected. They did it. But now they're telling you something very different. Now they're telling you, in fact, the laptop is real. Here's CNN yesterday.
This is very, very bad for the president's son.
It is. And it's an investigation, as you pointed out, going back to 2018. And right now, prosecutors in Delaware are focusing on a number of things, including whether Hunter Biden and some of his business associates violated laws, including tax and money laundering laws and foreign lobbying laws.
They're now gaining steam, and they need to make a decision, I think, in the at least intermediate future. This case has been going on for 4 years, and there is a realistic chance this could result in federal charges. Of course, then we'd be in unprecedented political territory, not legal territory, but a situation of having potentially the Justice Department prosecuting and trying to imprison the son of the president.
What a freak show that channel is. Good luck to their new subscription service. But now they're telling you, yeah, it's all true, actually. And that's not the only story about Russian disinformation that has fallen apart this week. The Federal Election Commission just fined the DNC and Hillary Clinton, her campaign, more than $100,000. The FEC determined that the Clinton campaign tried to hide its role in funding the Steele dossier. Steele dossier is the false document that claimed, among many other things, that Putin got Trump elected. Turns out the disinformation was, in fact, paid for by the campaign. It was coming from the DNC.
Tucker Carlson, I think, nailed it last night that CNN, they've taken a little bit of a different approach. But no, nowhere do you find any kind of an apology. Oh, we got it wrong. Or, boy, we really screwed up. Or, God forbid, a correction. Oh, correction. The stuff was real. The laptop and all the emails and texts and different things. It's real. I'm just telling you. And by the way, this is going to get worse before it gets better. I promise you. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And I think I am firmly in the belief that there will be some kind of indictment. And I don't know how this White House will end up spinning that. I know they're going to try. Oh, it's politically motivated. Blah, 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 blah. That's what's going to happen. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Also, Lindsey Graham has a solution that I think makes a lot of sense to how the West, including the United States, can help Ukraine win their war with Russia. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Coming up on 131 as we have a bird's eye view of the area freeways right now. As we check out our traffic cams, it looks like you're moving along just fine on US 95. You're pretty much up to freeway speeds. Do look for some lane restrictions there on US 95 northbound at Ann Road near the off-ramp there. And also, you'll tap the brakes as you enter the downtown area. Other than that, US 95 looks like smooth sailing through the rainbow curve there. But eastbound at Southern Rancho, you might tap the brakes because lane restrictions ahead of that are clogging things up. That's 515 east at Main and 515 westbound at Eastern.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, having won three in a row and five of their last seven, they're looking to sweep a back-to-back against Seattle. The two teams will match up again tonight when they played against each other on Wednesday. It was the Golden Knights coming up with a 3-0 victory. Dallas beat Anaheim yesterday, so Vegas is now 1 point behind the Stars for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, and the Stars have played three less games. UNLV basketball losing an assistant coach. Carlin Hartman, who is known for his recruiting ability, is going to take an assistant coach position at Florida. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Everyone has a style, and Macy's is here to help you own yours. Get an extra 30% off the best brands and top designers with your coupon or Macy's card. Plus 15% off Spring's go-to beauty, skincare, and fragrances. And Macy's Star Rewards members can earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Wendy's, March is madness. With our breakfast baconator, sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, both made with fresh cracked eggs, or even a honey butter chicken biscuit. And we're just getting warmed up. Get 50% off the official breakfast of March Madness when you order through the Wendy's app. Choose wise. Choose Wendy's.
For a limited time at participating Wendy's via app offer only. Account registration required. No discount applies to taxes or fees. Not valid with any other offer.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I know the president made a statement earlier today relative to the jobs report for March, and that 431,000 jobs were created in March. He claims that they have recovered more than 90% of jobs lost during the pandemic. I know I'm supposed to feel good about this, but why don't I feel good about this? Why is it that people I know of are working two and three jobs, gig jobs, trying to put food on the table for their families? I don't feel good about this. And I don't feel good about this economy. And I have a sense that maybe you don't either. I'm sorry, but I just don't feel good about this. I feel like people are struggling. You know, we still have people who are out of work. Their businesses that they went to don't exist anymore because they closed. That's what's sad about this. Now, when you look down on the Strip, I was down there on Wednesday night at the Wynn, at Allegro's. And I must tell you, I was impressed that there were a lot of folks who apparently had just gotten there like that day, getting ready for Final Four and all the sports books and everything, you know, making bets. And I think that's great. But I still wonder, when I have friends and family that are still struggling, and it's different. I'm sorry, but it's just different. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now because I don't believe the pointy-headed economists when they talk about, oh, the unemployment rate's down to 3.6%, whatever it is. I'm sorry, but I don't believe the numbers. I do believe people where they live. And it's I'm sorry, but I don't buy it. And you can cook the numbers any way you want. Here's the number, by the way, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to talk with you about your family, your relatives, your best friend. Tell me how it's working for you, this new economy. 90%, supposedly we have recovered more than 90% of the jobs lost during the pandemic. And I want to find out from you if you think that we are on our way back. Is this, you know, this so-called strong jobs report, is it working for you? I sense that it's not. And I'd love to hear from you. And by the way, if you're a first-time caller, let me know about you and your family. I want to go to Lindsey Graham very quickly. It's not a long clip. But I want you to hear this because a lot of people have asked me of what is it we should be doing that we're not doing in Ukraine to help Zelensky and that entire part of the world. Is there something that the West should be doing to help Ukraine actually win this war against Russia? Let's go to Cut 5. This is Lindsey Graham last night with Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel.
We have mass graves. We have men, women, and children dead in the street with their luggage trying to escape Ukraine. Mariupol, it's a city that's been wiped off the map by Vladimir Putin. They say, well, he's pulling back from Kyiv, but yet he's bombing them worse than ever. And there are two things that need to be done. And at the NATO summit, Joe Biden had a disaster. You know, he had to be corrected by his own team over and over again. But all they really need to do are two things. Arm the Ukrainians. They'll fight themselves. Mm-hmm. No American boots on the ground. Right. And two, they've got to get Western European and NATO countries off of Russia's oil and gas. And they set up a task force? How about they come up with a solution, not a task force?
Well, let's look at it this way. I've been on your show since this war began, and hats off to you and your team for bringing this war home to the American people so we can see the bravery of the Ukrainian people. I was told, as a member of the Senate, this war would be over in 4 days. That's how badly our intelligence community and the Biden administration missed this. 5 weeks into this war, Putin's hold on Russia is cracking. And the Russian army is breaking. And why is that? Because the Ukrainian people have fought like tigers. That's the good news. The bad news is 5 weeks into this war, they still don't have jets that they need to take the fight to Putin. And they're now requesting tanks, and the Biden administration saying no. But one thing I want to tell you on this show, President Zelensky has asked the Western powers, France, Great Britain, the United States, to guarantee the sovereignty of Ukraine when this war comes to an end and Putin is losing control. If we get a peace agreement, Zelensky is asking us, the United States, Great Britain, and France, to give security guarantees, mutual defense treaties like we have with Japan and Australia. I think we should do that.
We cannot allow Putin to have 1 inch of land, and we cannot allow...
Amen.
Ukraine to unilaterally disarm. That would be beyond stupid. Senator, good to see you. Thank you.
There you have it. Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. Let's get back to our phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? It's real easy to do. All you got to do is call us. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Al, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you for taking my call. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, well, listen, I wanted to call in on the on these jobless numbers, and you got to be careful. I do agree with you that these numbers look a little skewed. Now, the way they calculate unemployment numbers is if you stopped looking for work for a while, then you don't count as the person who's looking for work. So, you know, the numbers can easily, it can look very easily like the unemployment rate is going down because a lot of people stop looking for work and they don't count them as unemployed people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's possibly what is happening, you know, and you have to get your analysts to look into that.
Well, Al, just very quickly, there's a thing called the U6, which the U6 that reflects those who have left the workforce. And you're exactly right. The unemployment rate is a contrived number, and that's why it goes up, it goes down, it gets upgraded, it gets downgraded a month later. I think we'll probably see this one downgraded in a month or so. Al, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Go to Pete. Pete, you're next, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. I got a thing to say about Biden's. I don't know if you saw Biden's announcement a couple days ago about opening the petroleum reserves.
Yes, a million barrels a day.
Okay. So here's the problem with that. First of all, it's not going to bring down the price that much. And secondly, what if we have a hurricane or some sort of horrible emergency where we do need to tap into those reserves, which is what they're meant for? Then we're in real trouble. We're in real trouble.
No. We're not going to be in real trouble. We're going to be in real trouble calling Venezuela or calling Iran or calling other Middle Eastern countries that hate our guts. That's where we're going to be in trouble.
We're already doing that, and they're not ramping it up. They're not ramping up production. They're telling us no.
Yeah, I know. And that's where...
So, we've already knocked on those doors. That's why he's opening up the reserves, because we've already knocked on those doors, and they've said no.
Pete, can I tell you, though? What I fear is, if, God forbid, we end up in World War III, what do we do then? What's going to run our tanks, our airplanes? I mean,
windmills and solar panels.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's true. And I want to say one quick thing about Lindsey Graham and the war. Everybody's forgetting about something. Everybody's talking about giving Ukraine weapons and all this. I got a way to bring this war to a quicker end. Maybe not tomorrow, but if you and we have the technology to do it. Get the word out in Russia, which we already are, that if the Russian soldiers don't have their heart in this war. Their heart is not in this war. If we give them an off-ramp to defect and guarantee that the Ukrainians won't hurt them if they surrender, they will surrender if we guarantee them Western European or North American citizenship if they defect. They'll stop fighting. The Russians will just stop fighting.
Well, they're protesting in the streets when they can, and then they're being arrested. That is a good point. Now, whether you could do that, Russia is a big, huge country.
Yes, but the Russian soldiers that are fighting in Ukraine right now, we can get the word out tomorrow. We could drop leaflets saying, "Listen, if you surrender, you can defect. We will. The Ukrainian government will protect you," saying this to the Russian soldiers, "and we will allow you safe passage to Western Europe and North America. Just stop fighting. Stop." Their loyalty to Putin is very thin, my friend. Very thin.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, I'm glad you called, and I thank you, man. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, I've got time for a couple of more calls coming up in our next segment. So if you want to join us, you can. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial. Coming up, Ron Futrell at 2:05. I always love having him on, but especially before big events like, you know, the Final Four. He's the sports anchor reporter at 8 News Now. We'll get a chance to visit with him and see what he thinks, what the odds makers are saying about these games coming up tomorrow. And, of course, Monday for the championship game. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences. And those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
Hello, this is mein Auto, and this is mein Key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meineke. And American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates, enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Especially now at tournament time with bars and restaurants full of raucous college hoops fans. The problem for me over the years, I couldn't hear what friends at my own table were saying. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. The results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, Pete and a whole bunch of other folks have been talking about this Biden speech he made about energy. And I want you to hear John Thune, because he's the Senate Minority Whip. He was on Newsmax last night reacting to the Biden energy speech. And I think he speaks for a lot of people around the country. Listen to this.
What's affecting supply in this country are Biden administration policies. The, you know, you can change this very, very quickly simply by sending the right signals. And the energy producers in this country who are currently sitting on the sidelines because of their policies will get back in the game and start producing energy and restore America to energy dominance, which is where we were, you know, when President Trump left office. We were, as it, for all intents and purposes, energy independent for the first time in my lifetime. We were exporting energy, and that had to do everything to do with the policies, with the message that was being sent, with the incentives that were being put out there for investment. And right now, that has completely changed. This administration has no one but to blame but themselves when it comes to the high price of gasoline, because it is a supply and demand issue, and they are doing nothing but trying to squash supply in America.
Senator Biden also said today that oil companies have a patriotic duty to drill on wells that currently exist and where they have current leases. This doesn't track with what we've been told by energy executives who've come on this show. What's your understanding of the situation?
Well, Lindsay, you're right. I mean, we've talked to a lot of people as well, and there may be leases out there, but they have to get permits to drill, and they haven't been getting those permits issued. They've taken a lot of land off limits. They're making it very, very hard to site pipelines and the forms of transportation you need to move energy to its destination. And they are discouraging financial institutions and lenders from lending to people who are in oil and gas production. Now, look, I'm a big believer in renewable energy. My state is big into wind. We're big into biofuels. I think we need an all-of-the-above strategy. But there is no way that we're going to be able to solve America's energy problems absent investment in oil and gas. And there is everything that they are doing right now is discouraging that. Nothing they are doing is encouraging people to invest in those areas. So they are absolutely right. These companies are waiting. And I think they're anxious to go to work and to drill and come up with new solutions and new technologies to harvest some of these energy resources that we have here in America so that we don't have to go hand in hand to Iran or to Venezuela or up until recently to Russia. This is just a situation that's entirely their own making, and they can fix it very simply by changing their strategy and quit listening to the people who worship at the altar of climate and start getting realistic about what policies are impacting the American people.
There you have it. John Thune, the Senate Minority Whip on Newsmax last night. Stay where you are. Coming up, Ron Futrell. I'm so excited. I always love it when I have Ron Futrell on because we have so much fun and I giggle. He makes me laugh. It's unbelievable. And on April Fool's Day, no better time to have Ron Futrell on. Enough said. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare